children, Jesus loves you. Jesus, children, hello, children, Jesus loves you, of America. Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you feeling what you're praying? Are you healing, praying, feeling what you say inside? You better tell your story fast. And if you like it, it will come to pass.
This is a national health alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a free meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pedometer as our special gift to you. We have knee, back, and other braces available, as well as pharmacy services. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and you have insurance, we can help.
888-303-9136. 888-303-9136. 888-303-9136. That's 888-303-9136.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-814-0478. 800-814-0478. 800-814-0478. That's 800-814-0478.
My report is about Alexandra Scott. She opened a lemonade stand to raise money to fight cancer.
Lemonade.
Her friends all over the country wanted to help. They raised over $1 million before Alex died of her own cancer. Life gave Alex a lemon, but she made lemonade.
Inspiration.
Lemonade.
Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
We loved him in Family Ties, we cheered him in Teen Wolf, and we revered him in Back to the Future. Now, Michael J. Fox is back, encouraging fellow fighters of Parkinson's disease to take the future into their own hands. In his most spirited and courageous role ever, this inspirational screen icon vows never to give up until a cure is found. Optimism. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Not on my watch, our military service members say, as they volunteer to serve, as they move out, stand firm, and take fire. So not on our watch, we say, to the severely ill or injured veterans who can't get the care they deserve to live full and independent lives, even when there's no government funding or a nursing home seems like the only option, we won't leave one warrior behind. Not on our watch. Join us at findwwp.org.
Welcome, everyone, to Blog Talk USA. We're so happy to be here with you on this Father's Day, and we wish all of our fathers out there a very, very happy Father's Day. We have Wrap It Up Live tonight. We are live, and before we get started, I do want to let you know how you can find us. The call-in number to call and participate by phone is always the same. It's always 515-605-9375. Press 1 time, and you can join the conversation, or you may just hang tight on the line and listen and enjoy the show that way. You can find us on our Blog Talk Radio channel at blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkusa. Click follow once you find us there, and you can hook up with all of our social media and almost 2,000 episodes in our archives that you can enjoy, as well as set reminders for upcoming shows. You can also find us on our 24-hour network, blogtalkusa.com, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Just type blogtalkusa into the search bar, and once you find us, click follow or subscribe, however it is in that platform that you choose, and we thank you in advance for doing that. And find us also on Facebook, blogtalkusa, one word, and we will add you to our community if you like and share our page. And again, we thank you ahead of time, and we thank you in general for listening, because Blog Talk USA is absolutely nothing without you. Okay, now without any further delay, here's your host for Wrap It Up Live, Pastor A.F. Riggins. Welcome, Pastor.
Hello, Ms. Pigos. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just was able to post on Facebook. course, we have our technical difficulties with the posting. So I got to post it on Facebook. Do we have any callers in here? Because
yes.
I got a lot of my texts out. A lot of my texts out were late. Yeah, and it's Father's Day, and so I know some people are busy. Some people may be busy with family. Usually on holidays like this, I am out of pocket, but I've got back in to the house, and so I thought we may do a live show. What in the world is going on? I'm speaking literally and also figuratively, because even as we speak now, it seems like there's a car, a van attacked some people, and over some pedestrians in London. So it seems like it might be another terrorist attack going on. We had the gentleman from Illinois to go down to Alexandria, West Virginia this past week. Republicans baseball practice and start shooting. And ironically, the Capitol Police, African-American man, African-American woman, who helped save the lives of those Republican congressmen. I think the woman's still in the hospital, got shot in the chest. The man was able to get out and throw the first pitch at the game the next night. And in the world of Trump, he tweets, "I'm under investigation for the firing of Comey by the man who told me to fire Comey, witch hunt. But his lawyer says this morning he's not under investigation." Furthermore, he says that his approval rate is higher than President Barack Obama. And we know the Gallup poll has him at 64% disapproval rate and like a 30% approval rating. We use kind of Rasmussen's poll that is unreliable because that poll predicted that Secretary of State Clinton was going to win the election. Also, that poll has him at 50%, but at this time, all over polls had Barack Obama at 54% or higher. So, I don't know. It's just craziness. And it seems like the war of public relations and the media war, because of reality TV, that the war that Trump came from, and because of the political spin that the Republicans want to use as they try to save face and save time, is more important than what's really going on. So it appears that Mueller at some point has to say something. Rodenstein has to say something to let us know what's really going on, because otherwise all news becomes fake news, even when it's really fake or not fake, if you understand what I'm saying. Because what happens is that when the mainstream media is reporting what they think to be the truth, and we can't get to the bottom of the truth, it makes them appear to be fake news. And then Donald Trump throws out fake news to confuse us, and so then all news seems to be fake. So what say you tonight? I'm half a voice, kind of preached this morning, kind of hard, and haven't recovered yet. What say you tonight? It's Wrap It Up Live, Pastor Jeff Riggins. What's really going on in America, in the world today? And we also say Happy Father's Day to our fathers. And I'll talk a little bit about my father later on in the show. I think I got a couple of songs in the queue that I've asked Ms. Pigos, our producer and engineer, to play. I want to thank her for her hard work. I want to thank Mr. Ron Spikes for this platform, Mr. Baron Class, being the creator of this show. George Nelson, are you out there tonight?
Pastor Nelson is not on yet.
Not on yet. David Huey, are you out there? You may not be out there at all. A lot of fathers may not even be on tonight, but that's okay. I want to ask you, or listen to the audience, whether you talk out or not, and I want someone to be able to speak up and wrap it up with me. What are your feelings about this supposed investigation or not investigation into Donald Trump? What are your feelings about where we are as a country as we struggle for unity in times like these? As we looked at the attack on the congressman, how the House of Representatives vowed to begin to work together Was it all just for a day or so, or do you think we're going to go forward? And what say you about these troubling times, especially in Europe, where the increasing terrorist attacks are happening? What say you tonight, Reverend Pastor A. Riggins?
And everyone's line is open. I just want to let everybody know their lines are open.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have any commentary to add, Ms. Pigos?
I do, actually. And please, if you want to chime in, anyone out there, your lines are open. Just jump in. Don't mind if I'm talking. Just jump on in. I have a few things to say. I hate that this was my first. One of my first reactions to this terrible shooting, this crazy person who, you know, did something that's just absolutely inexcusable, obviously. But I can't help but think, because I guess it got confirmed. I've had a few people say things to me since the shooting that sort of confirmed this terrible thought that I had, but I couldn't help but think we've been going through for years, for literally 200 plus years in this country, right-wing extreme terrorism, the ebbs and the flows, the spikes, you know, in that, and then it kind of calms down a little and then it spikes again. And every time it happens that we get something concrete, a report or something, the response seems to either be totally dismissing it, or the last time when President Bush actually ordered the study done, or the investigation done in right-wing extreme terrorism, it just became available when President Obama was in office, and the Republicans threw a fit, didn't want to hear it. They said they were being blamed rather than to listen to the information. But we've known for a long time that political rhetoric and economic conditions, different, you know, terrorism and things like that going on around the world, how many veterans are coming home, all these different factors sort of factor into what can create a more tense or dangerous time. Talk radio has something to do with it. I know that was a factor when Timothy McVeigh blew up the Oklahoma City public building. And so it's in no way I'm saying this to excuse what this man did, but now to hear seemingly straight from the top, from the very, I could hear the president himself saying some of the things that I've heard about those crazy people on the left. And now, you know, Congress, my congressman actually, is alarming everyone that they need to probably bring their guns along to town hall meetings. And, you know, those crazy people on the left are doing it again. And so, you know, just to me, I can't stand that this guy had to be such a politically vocal person. I mean, I can't stand that he did any of this, but it's just when you smear the left with violence, you know, and attribute this sort of thing to them, to us, it just doesn't go away so easily. And you cannot reality stick to the right.
Mm-hmm. Because I want to make a clarification for maybe our lay people who are listening. Define left and right so we can kind of know what we're saying predominantly. Who's on the left?
Sure. Absolutely.
So who's predominantly on the left?
Right. I'd say predominantly on the left would be Democrats, progressive. And if we look at a kind of a breakdown of registered in that way, we find that a good representation of America as a whole is kind of would be left leaning. People say the media is left-leaning.
And who's on the right?
On the right, is more homogenous. It tends to be white. As far as registered goes, every working people, non-working people, men, women, but it's a lot of white men. But it is definitely a less homogenous group. Republicans, absolutely, and conservatives, people who consider themselves libertarians, conservatives, and Republicans.
Right, because sometimes we got to understand, like you and I, and maybe Pastor Nelson, because other people talk about politics all the time. When we have a show like this, Republicans invited into it, left and right might be sound like jargon to them. So kind of so over the years, mostly Republicans and conservatives have been caught up in this because they're the ones who blow up the abortion centers.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that go in and sometimes violence towards people who don't have the same views that they are. And sometimes sometimes it's white supremacists, sometimes it's neo-Nazi or some lone wolves. And then in this case, it was a flip-flop.
Right.
In this case, it was a Democrat, hated Trump. It was on his Twitter feed. It was on his Facebook page, everywhere. He worked for Bernie Sanders, volunteered for his campaign, and he came down there and cased these people out for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
Because the mayor of West Virginia, of Alexandria, Virginia, African-American, who works at the Y, where we're at, where they were practicing at, saw him every morning, sat down, talked with him every morning, everything. Thought he was just in town, transit, or in town. He asked him how to get a job, how to do this, how to do that, everything. They interviewed him on CNN, the mayor of Alexandria, Virginia, and he was casing out the whole situation. And then he flipped the tables, as usually would be a right-leaning or a conservative person would do this. In this case, it was a left-leaning Democrat who did this, and this was troubling because what has happened is I believe that this whole atmosphere or environment or climate of we don't have to be politically correct, that President Trump says we don't have to be politically correct, and we can call people names, we can excite violence, we can promote violence, turned on them. And this is sad. In much as I do not support hardly not one scintilla of what President Donald Trump will do, I will never incite violence against him or anyone that's supporting him. That is not how we handle things in the United States. We protest, we petition, we speak out, we vote. We get involved, we act. We do nonviolence, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We protest, we petition, we speak out, we organize, we vote.
Yeah.
We go to court, we call out what's wrong, we call people, we sue, we do whatever we have to do, but we do not resort to violence.
Right.
We do not resort to violence. Now, we have to stand our ground and protect ourselves, that's one thing. But for us being proactively involved, we protest, we petition, we march, we speak out, we organize, but most importantly, we vote. And that's what's happening. Not enough of us vote.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
If we vote, and you say, well, the voting machines are tampered with. You know, the Russians on the machines. So now we go to court. We go to Congress, we impeach. Come on. We put people on trial, we convict. But we march, we protest, we petition, we speak out, we organize, we vote, we go to court.
Yeah.
We don't take up arms and fight. That's called civil war. And we're not ready to fight. We don't fight a civil war. It's not worth that. So that's why it hurts us so bad when they're killing the African-American men in the streets. And we don't, because we're not taking up arms against the police.
That's right.
What in the world is going on? Philando Castile did not get his justice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the cop was fired, but went on trial, found not guilty. Mm-hmm. What all the man said, well, in other words, he said, like, I'm sitting in the car and say, officer, I have a gun. So I want you to understand they have a gun. Well, let me see your hands. Let me see your driver's license, too. Officer, if you see my hands, how can I get my driver's license?
Mm-hmm.
So do you want me to get out the car, my hands up? You go reach into my pocket to my driver's license? Tell me what to do, officer. But if I'm not thinking like that, I go for the driver's license, I get shot 5 times, and everybody say, well, you were just scared because you said you had a gun.
Mm.
What in the world is going on? What in the world is going on? Huh?
Wow. You know, and Pastor Riggins, that's, I think that's really important what you just said, that first of all, it's worth everybody just thinking about the description that you just gave. That's so, it's so accurate. Everything the man could possibly do to avoid having a conflict or accidentally getting shot or getting shot on purpose or just as safe as can be, every precaution, and he got shot right there in front
yeah.
of his girlfriend.
Yeah. Well,
and
the only
no
thing that I think, right, is when he didn't, see, the man said, he says, let me have your driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
He reached to get his driver's license, and the man shot him.
Mm.
So I'm saying, what would have been my, would I be thinking quick enough on my feet, a gun behind my head, pointing at me, not me not knowing a gun is pointing behind my head either. Would I think to listen to him and get my driver's license? Or would I say, sir, no, I need to get my keep my hands up because I told you I have a gun. You see, that's sad.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's
Absolutely.
Involuntary manslaughter. Because
yeah.
I did not know this man was behind me with a gun in my hand to even put my hands up.
Right.
But you told me to get my driver's license.
Right.
So I know we really look at it because we talked about this a year ago when it went down or whatever it went down. We talked about it then, but the man found not guilty. And
right.
in the United States, in the court of law, you cannot be tried again for the same crime. That's double jeopardy. So this guy goes free. No, he's not a police officer anymore. Now, can they go to a civil lawsuit? Yes, they said they go to a civil lawsuit. And that, you know, yeah, they'll get money, but it doesn't bring that man back. And I don't know.
Right.
And so that was, so then all those congressmen were crying on the TV because their sons were out there and their
mm-hmm.
staffers were out there and they were out there and they said the thin line of blue saved
mm-hmm.
us today. And the thin line of blue were African-American policemen.
That's right.
Hello.
That's right.
They approached an Anglo man and shot him. Now, let me tell you what. If that man wasn't shooting that congressman, I wonder what they would have thought those African-American cops should be shooting at that man.
Right. Right.
You see?
Well, there's a whole
and
other way.
And then on top of that, the right-wing folks start coming out and said, hey, this all violence coming about because Barack Obama. What?
Please. Wow. Well, you know, Pastor Riggins, Scalise, the man who was shot, you know, I don't mean to, I'm not trying to tie this to why he got shot, or I don't know. I have no idea if this was intentional for him or what. However, I'll point out, it's interesting that you brought up Philando Castile and, you know, all of those kinds of things because, you know, I personally can't help but think it just will not leave my mind since this scene was unfolding. And again, it's terrible that it happened. I wish no ill will on anyone. But to see these men upset and crying and freaking out and acting so incensed that anybody would dare do this to them in light of the acquittal of this officer who shot and killed Philando Castile, and in light of these are the people who are just ignoring, flat out ignoring Black Lives Matter and, for example, you know, endorsing things like Blue Lives Matter, and Scalise himself from Louisiana. He's the one who spoke at an event for a white supremacist group and said to Louisiana, hey, elect me. I'm the electable David Duke. He's got a lot of issues of his own when it comes to race. So it's interesting that, again, these two African-American cops saved his butt. And, again, all the old white guys are just
And the night before, he was in a private meeting with Trump in his office.
Exactly.
And Trump says, my very good friend,
uh-huh.
Felice.
Uh-huh.
My
yes.
very good friend. Anybody's a very good friend of Trump.
Trouble.
I don't care if you're Steve Harvey, who you are. I lost a whole lot of respect for Steve Harvey. And anybody
yeah.
else who want to be a very good friend of Trump. Because friends of a feather flock together.
That's
now,
right.
I put it out there. I said it. Yeah, birds of a feather flock together. And if you're a very good friend of Trump,
wow.
That's all I say. Anybody that's a crook, anyone that's a fraud, anyone that's racist, anyone that's misogynist, anyone who is I don't know. Sometimes I think it's got mental issues. If you're a very good friend of Trump, I'm leery of you.
Yeah.
That's all I say.
With
and I have a right
reason.
To say that. I have the First Amendment right. I have a First Amendment right to say that. I wish no ill against President Donald Trump. I'm not talking about doing anything to him, but one thing, impeach and convict. Impeach and convict. I'm not a congressman. I can do that. Al Green got to wait till he get all the reports in. He got to wait till he get all the investigations over with. But I'm Citizen Riggins. Impeach and convict. Impeach
yes.
and convict. Follow the money. You can't get any money out of the United States. Your money coming out of Russia and China. Kushner got big deals with Russia. President Barack Obama the FBI did wiretap the Trump Tower in 2013 for Russian mafia action and organized crime in there before you even started running for President of the United States. You've been tied to Russia.
Yes.
So this is not something they came up doing. When you started running, you were already tied to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So would you already saw some of your financing comes from that. A lot of your tax returns got all that in there. So for him to put on sessions to get involved and flee in to get involved, they were following the leader. And that brings me to Sessions. No recollection. I don't recall. Maybe I did. If I did, I don't recall. And boy, did not the senator from California, Kamala Harris, put him
wow.
on the spot. Slow down. You're going too fast. Slow down. You're going
yeah.
too fast. I can't keep up. No, maybe I did. No, you are lying.
She's making me nervous.
Jake, what's the Clampett grandmother? You're lying, looking like Jake Clampett mama.
Oh yeah, yeah, grandma.
You're lying, Granny. You're lying, Granny. You're lying. You're lying. Tell him not a lie. I don't recall, cause see, he can't say no because he's on the oath, but he is not telling the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
Absolutely.
See, so he's still perjuring because you're not telling
no.
the whole truth, nothing but the truth. You're telling part of the truth. I don't recall.
Right. And he didn't do executive privilege on the ones that he
No, he can't.
Didn't
you can't do executive privilege because you're not the president of the United States. But
right.
I'm only saying this in case that he wants to use executive privilege later.
Yeah.
No, you can't. That's not your job to determine if the president wants executive privilege. Only the president can determine that.
Have you ever seen
that's why,
an answer like that? Well,
no,
I'm wondering, is that new?
Yeah, it was something new. It was made up. Here's the problem, though. This is what the problem of it is. Since Donald Trump is in the office of the presidency, he's used the office of the presidency to protect his criminal work and all of his criminal stuff he's doing. But at some point, checks and balances in our government means that the only one that's going to be able to move him is the Congress.
Yes.
So, and the only way the Congress is going to move him is the Democrats got to take over. And the only way the Democrats got to take over is we've got to flip the Congress in November 2018. However, if the Russians are in the machines, You see what I'm saying? This is why we have a problem. Mm-hmm. Houston, mm-hmm. we have a problem.
Yeah.
Houston, we have a problem. The only way we can get him out is to flip the Congress. The only way we can flip the Congress is to vote. But the only way of the voting has to really work, we've got to come out in droves, and then we've got to make sure the machines are safeguarded.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So this this criminal act that's going on is more than just emails and hacking and stuff. 39
yeah.
states have reported that the machines was tampered with. 39 states. Come on. 39 plus 11 is what? 50.
Mm-hmm.
39 states. So the whole problem with the election is that technically, if the American United States of America wanted to be the leader of the world like we used to be, if we didn't
mm-hmm.
have a compromised democracy as they say we have now, if you
mm-hmm.
want to take our rightful stand, technically, we've got to take it all the way to the Supreme Court. The final authority of the checks and balances is the Supreme Court, 9 justices. They have the final word on everything. In other words, the president could suggest a law. The Congress can pass a law. The president signs a law. But if the Supreme Court reverses that law, the 9 justices have the final say-so. So guess what? Someone could sue for the election of 2016 all the way to the Supreme Court. And they could overturn the election and give it to Hillary Clinton if we really wanted to proceed. We're not going to do that, though, because America is not true to a word on paper, as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, we're not true
That's right.
to our word on paper.
That's right.
We're not true to our word on paper.
That's
I went
right.
way out there today. Let me tell you what. today is Father's Day, and my dad is Thomas Travis Riggins. His whole government name, but he's a father of 5. I'm the oldest son. A pastor, educator, but first of all, because he became a father, he quit going to school for higher education and worked for many years to provide for his family. After all 5 of his children finished getting our college education, he went back and got he finished his education, became an educator, and began to teach special education. And now he teaches what he loves to do, construction for high school students, what he's done all of his life as he worked to put us through school. But he's been a pastor for over 40-some years at several churches. And his favorite singer, Sam Cooke. However, he likes the gospel side. There's 2 sides of Sam Cooke. The gospel side of Sam Cooke. And I think I have a song in there, actually, he goes Pull Down. It's about 2 minutes and 30 seconds or so, maybe 2 minutes and 40-some seconds, called Wonderful by Sam Cooke. We'll hear that. We'll be right back on Wrap It Up Live, if you got that, Ms. Pigos.
Wonderful. God. So wonderful, he's wonderful. God, he's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd, he's my God, whatever I need. The Lord will provide and praise my Lord's name. I know he's so wonderful. And whoa, he's wonderful. And I really believe the Lord is wonderful. Yes, he is. And whoa, he's wonderful. I know. So wonderful, yes, he is. And whoa, whoa, if you never tried God, try the Lord one day, and see, won't my Father come down and make a way. And whoa, and oh, I can't help but love God, he's so wonderful. And whoa, and oh, he's a, yes, he is.
Tribute to my dad, Pastor Thomas Travis Riggins. Matter of fact, when we were in high school, they say, hey, write a paper about who's your hero. And folk were writing about all type of heroes from the comic books and athletes and people in political history and all this. And I wrote a paper, my dad is my hero. Today, he's still my hero. Yes, about 30-some years later. And everybody can't say that. But I can say that now. That's why I really enjoy Father's Day. He used to say, sons, I want y'all to be twice as better as I am. But I often say if I could be half as good as he is, I'll be all right. Wrap it up live with Pastor Hill Riggins. What do you have to say tonight? What in the world is going on? Do you have a tribute to your dad, your grandfather, someone that you look up to as your dad? Also, what do you have to say about, is Trump under investigation or not under investigation? What about the shooting of the congressman? What about the verdict of in the trial about the death of Philando Castile? What about terrorism on the rise in Europe? Also, Bill Cosby got a mistrial. That's another whole ball of wax that we have never even talked about yet. All I can do is I can do like I do on text, SMH, shaking my head. Anyway. What say you tonight? Wrap it up live, Pastor Hill Riggins. Is anybody out there want to talk to me?
Lines are still open.
George Nelson out there yet?
Not yet.
He didn't come in tonight. He's not used to me coming live on holidays or special Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. David Huey, are you out
right
there?
Now.
Barron Glass. David Huey, Barry Glass, Barron Glass, Ronald Spikes. Any ladies out there that want to talk tonight?
If anybody is speaking, we can't hear you, so you have your phone on mute, but all lines are open.
Yeah, press one. Press one some kind of way. I'll unmute your line. All right? Okay. All right, I'm waiting. What in the world is going on? I'm waiting to this a little bit. We might get somebody to talk about this. When I was a kid growing up, my dad didn't believe in TVs. His pastor taught him that a lot of stuff was bad on TV. His mama didn't have one, so he didn't have one. You remember, my dad's born in the 1940s. So black and white was there. Then by the time we were growing up, color was there. But he would drop us off to church members' houses. They would when they would go out of town. And we loved to go on Saturday morning because we can watch all the cartoons. One of our favorite cartoons was Fat Albert and the Cosby Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Before the show, in the middle of the show, and at the end of the show, Dr. Bill Cosby, who was the voice of all the characters on the show, would give you moral teachings, sayings, understandings. But a lot of the shows were about somebody cheating, somebody being a crook, somebody stealing. Somebody having too much pride, someone doing this, someone doing that. Good lessons about life. We find out now, 35, 40 years later, over 60 women, or 50 to 60 women, claim or allege they have an improper relationship with him, but not on their own accord. Somehow, at some point in the relationship, they found themselves drugged and sexually assaulted by him. But many of them continued the relationship with him, either friendly or intimately. either expecting money or expecting some type of position in the business, I mean, in the entertainment world or some type of connection. Our first inkling of issues were that he had a child out of wedlock, and he admitted to it about 7, 8, 9 years ago and paid back child support or child's education through college or something like that. And also, we recall, did not his son commit suicide?
Yeah.
And so, strange, what in the world is going on? My commentary on it is that it appears that some of these relationships were consensual, but at the same time, it appears that Bill Cosby had an issue with his own ability to have a relationship with these women. So it became a power struggle, which he went in and says, well, I like you. I like it to be more than a friend or more than platonic, and I want to do more. And so what I'm going to do is find myself drugging you to take it to the level I want to take it to, which cannot be condoned, should never be condoned, which is a crime, which is criminal if happened. But then troubling about it is that a lot of these women kept quiet and continued relationship with him if that happened that way. And so in the case of this woman that was on trial about, she continued the relationship at some level, getting money from him, continuing to communicate with him. Her mom got involved. Everything. So you had a jury of 7 men, 5 women, 2 African-Americans on the jury. And it comes up mistrial, deadlock. One of the issues they kept asking was reasonable doubt. Reasonable doubt. Sad. 80 years old. 80 years old. First of all, you know, as a married man, you know, what the Bible says about this, and no one's perfect, we understand that. But the Bible says about having relations with other women when you're married, but no one's perfect, we understand that. That's the first issue at hand that has to be dealt with each one of our own lives. Persons, he without sin cast the first stone. So none of us can cast the first stone about that. But the criminal, it's criminal. It's criminal whether you're married or not married. Whether it's male or female, whether it's a child or a grown woman, to ever force someone to have sexual relations with you against their will or without their consent. And that's what the problem of it is. Did this ever happen? Out of 50 women, could it be 20? Out of 50 women, could it be 5? Out of 50 women, could it be 1? Or could it be 50? What say you? Somebody got to say something now. Wrap it up live, Pastor Ed Riggins.
Pastor, I have a comment, but again, if anybody else has anything to say on this, please, please, you go ahead of me. I'll wait a second. Okay, if anybody needs to chime in, please just stop me. Everybody gets to hear me all the time, and we want to hear from you. First of all, that was really powerful, your commentary, and very very much appreciated as a woman, all of the sensitivities that you and awareness that you have. It's meaningful because there is no clear resolution in this case. And to me, this particular situation with Bill Cosby in particular, and his behavior and his, you know, alleged interactions and all of that, and his relationship with us as a country and his relationship with the African American youth and young men in general as a mentor, to me it's all so complicated. It can't be all in one, like rolled up into one little ball. And it's such a double-edged sword, because on the one hand, we are a better nation because of the work that Bill Cosby did and has done.
Yes.
We're so much better. And, you know, my generation, your generation, those generations that just the cartoon itself, you know, if that was your only interaction, exposure, it had an impact.
The millions of dollars it gave to University of Pennsylvania, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, what was it? What was the university?
I think it's in New Jersey. I think Dr. McKellar's daughter.
I thought it was one of the Pennsylvania universities.
You know, I'll look it up right now.
Temple. Is it Temple?
Yes.
Temple, my fault.
Yes.
Temple.
And he's got tons of influence there. Yes.
Yes.
And, you know,
the Cosby Show.
That's
what goes past the cartoon. The Cosby Show.
Yes.
The very first positively sitcom.
Right.
Started in 1985 to 90-something?
Oh, yeah. Well into the 90s.
Yes.
Well into
the Cosby
90s.
Show, in which he was able to portray upstanding African-American doctor, his wife being a lawyer, a family, a blended family. At one point, you had all, you know, children get married, come back, stay at the house. There were all the issues. You know, can I get y'all out of my house? you have the one that played, the one that also got married and got divorced and all that. You know, all those issues. And then you had the children, the grandchildren, all the way down to That's So Raven, you know, Raven. And the one that was going to court with him, the one that played Rudy. All of this.
Yeah.
He launched the careers of the one who played Theo.
Yep.
A different world.
Prince came out of that.
African-American kids, African-American students going to school at Spelman and Thurgood Marshall.
Yes. Well, and then Fresh Prince came out of that, because Will Smith, Fresh Prince, was dating somebody in a different world.
Yeah, right.
No, it wasn't Fresh Prince. Was it Fresh Prince?
It wasn't Fresh Prince. But Jada Pinkett, you know, marrying him later.
Oh, absolutely.
Jada Pinkett, who played in a different world, ended up marrying Will Smith later.
Oh, maybe that's why I'm thinking that. Okay.
That's why you think that, right?
A lot of careers. That's
a
ton of... I mean, that's a huge volume of work that people don't accomplish in a lifetime.
And all of that was on NBC. The catalyst that brought this whole thing about, that really brought it to head, was right when he got ready to make a bid for NBC to buy it, the bottom fell out.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the motivation of, if he did all this wrong, he's wrong. But what was the motivation of after all these years for it coming out?
That's right.
For the exposure. Somebody knew it all along the way, undercover, something was going on. But go ahead, Ms. Pigos. I jumped in, but, you know, you got me thinking about, you know, when you said that how much he contributed to our society. I had to bring that stuff back in.
Well, it's true, and I'm glad you did, because I think that's an important point. There's just something that always happens in this society. When, you know, a man of color gets a little too big for his britches, so to speak, wanting to buy NBC.
that's a pun in this situation. That's a very big pun in this situation, P-U-N, because you're talking about too big for his britches and actually what the allegations are, and they're trying to buy NBC.
True.
Anyway,
true.
I just threw that in there.
True. Unintentional. But, I mean, really, there's that aspect of it. And, you know, it's when have we ever had in our midst a man of color who has gone unbothered when he has become such a huge influence, not just over African Americans, but over all of us? over this country. It's just not. I hate to use the word allowed. It's just not tolerated for whatever reason. Something happens every time, and if it's not, at, you know, something out of the other end of a gun, then it's a sabotage like this, and it's over and over. Yeah. And again, I'm a woman. I'm obviously not apologizing for sexual assault. If he did the wrong stuff, he did it, and I'm not okay with that at all. I just think it's interesting, this aspect of it. This is not just a simple matter. This is a very complicated man, a complicated career, a complicated history with us, with this country, and a complicated situation in his personal life and his marriage and his family. I mean, it's all complicated. Nothing's easy. If he did the wrong stuff, he did it. But this is still real and exists.
Right.
The bottom fell out for whatever reason.
Yeah. Here's what I'm going to say, and I've been writing up some theological statements that I'm dealing with in my pastoral ministry for some other things I'm working with right now. And one of the questions came out with human sin and depravity, the humanity of man, meaning human beings, man and woman. There's not one perfect person in the world.
That's right.
All have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. We're not on Wednesday night. We're on Sunday night. This was Sunday morning, which is Monday morning, okay? All have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. No, there's not one righteous, the Bible says. All righteousness are as filthy rags. So guess what? Whether you're African-American, Hispanic, Anglo, Asian, you live in Africa, Russia, Japan, China, Philippines, Caribbean islands, anywhere, you cannot find a perfect person. Now, there's good moral people in the world, but you can't find a perfect person. And what happens is, here in America, there are a lot of people. Let's pull out John F. Kennedy. You know, It's of knowledge that his personal life was raggedy.
Yes.
We still esteem him.
Yep.
I can't condone his raggedy life, but we still esteem him. Bill Clinton, we know. Mm-hmm. He was caught up. He became impeached behind a raggedy living. But bring me Jesse Jackson. As soon as he got caught up, they want to count him out. Then his son and wife got into some more stuff, you know, with money issues. Oh, man. You know, they done. They toast.
Right.
See? Bring me Bill Cosby. See? Even Al Sharpton, they tried to do FBI stuff on him about some drug running and all that stuff, and it didn't work out, but they were trying.
Yes.
In other words, Jesus said to the people, they caught the woman a very act of adultery. You that have without sin cast the first stone from the oldest to the youngest, they walked out. What happens in America is some people, we see all their issues, we see what's going on with them, we give them a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Other folk, we crucify them.
Yeah.
Now I said that on purpose. But I don't condone any crime. I don't condone any crime. I'm going to say it again. I don't condone any crime. I do not condone any sexual violence, any type of violence.
Right.
But the motive behind why we go after some people, for instance, O.J. Simpson's situation. To this day, we'll never know what had really happened. Because for the way those people was cut up, one person couldn't have done it. Was he with the person doing it? Maybe. Was it the four men, masked men that we no longer hear about and the woman who saw them got shipped back to her country? Maybe. Was it a hit that he ordered? Maybe. Was it a hit on him because of money he owed the folk? Maybe. But how did we go? What did we do? We kept messing with him until when he really went to go do something that if you did in Florida or Texas, come on, go get your own stuff back with a concealed weapon. Stand your ground laws in Las Vegas. He ended up going to jail over foolishness because we want to make him pay for what happened in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
See? I'm not saying he did or didn't do it. To me, one person with all the way that people was cut up, one person couldn't done all that. So, but I think he know what happened. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm not giving him a free pass. But at the same time, he in jail for the wrong thing. Somebody stole his stuff. They told me to come get his stuff. He brought some people along with him to get his stuff. They had a gun, and then the guy called and said, they got a gun on me in here. That's all they want. They're looking for something to, you know, make him pay the cost of what happened back in 1994.
Meanwhile, George Zimmerman can't shoot enough people to go to jail.
Right. There you go. There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
He killed this young innocent man with the boy with a soda and some Skittles. He killed him.
Stalked him.
Stalked him and killed him. Fan, Barney Fife. Mm-hmm. He done shot at other people since then. He done got all kind of craziness. Everything. And every time, he's held up as if he's a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Can't touch this. This is what I'm talking about. When we talk about Bill Cosby.
There's an exception. Dr. Ben Carson. If your attitude is right, then you too can be forgiven and exalted and held up and let into the club a little bit.
Ben Carson, he didn't really. He did stuff as a kid that ended up in alternative school almost, and then he got saved, whatever, got right. He got messed over by getting caught up with evangelical Christians that Pastor Nelson talked about every night. He got to run around with those folks. And it made his head get big. President Barack Obama invited him over to pray at the prayer breakfast, and he got over there and thought he'd pray against the president instead of pray for the president, and the rest is his story.
That's right.
He's the only one sitting around there when they all there giving Donald Trump all kind of praise and everything. He's the only African American sitting around that table looking like, I'm not going to say that. I almost called him a name. Lord, help me.
Wow.
I wasn't going to use the N-word or nothing. I was going to use something like Sambo. I wasn't going to say that.
You were going to use what George Zimmerman called Trayvon Martin on that 911 call.
No, I was going to call him Sambo.
Wow. Well, it's a good point. And anybody who doesn't think it's true, just not paying enough attention.
Yeah, let's go. let's go to another song. I don't know if you have it or not, and we're gonna get off this radio. My dad, we would go riding with him a lot too. My mom would go shopping. Of course, you know, most men don't like to go into the store with the women and shop there. Just let them do the shopping, give them the money, and let them go in. Back there, it's the old school way, you know. Back when they only had one car for the family. So we're sitting in the car with my dad. We had eight track. On the 8-track, we had a bunch of gospel music with the Hawkins family, Andre Crouch, the Gospel Kinos, Rance Allen. There's an old song by Rance Allen. It was his favorite song. I don't know if he got it or not. God is so wonderful. If we have it, we'll play that, and we'll come back, and we'll get off this broadcast for the night. What in the world is going on? This is from the 1970s, Rance Allen, when he could sing with falsetto, full voice. God is wonderful.
The sun is shining through the trees. Wind is blowing, such a cool, cool breeze.
Try to sing. I do all that hollering and stuff. That's the influence of what I had growing up. Rance Allen, anyway, one of my dad's favorites. Tonight, we've been talking about when the world is going on. We're talking about whether Trump is being investigated or not being investigated. I would tip my hat 9 out of 10 times he is being investigated, but the lawyer comes out today trying to discredit that. We're in for a rocky time with this whole situation because of the Republicans controlling the Congress. But if he fires Mueller or Rheinstein, and Rheinstein, whatever his name is, Rheinstein, the Congress is going to jump up and have to impeach him because it'll be an autocrat, an oligarch, that's the word they use in Russia. And when you have a group of people, small group of people trying to control the whole country, and it's him, Steve Bannon, Jared Kushner, and a few other, Jeff Sessions, a few other people trying to run the country outside of the laws of the country. And if we don't stop that now, that's how Hitler was elected, but later became a dictator. Anyway, so we got that at hand that we're dealing with. We're dealing with the fact that Philando Castile did not get any justice. We're dealing with the fact that Bill Cosby is still facing justice. And Bill Cosby still facing justice. And we are in what we call the dog days of summer because it's hot here in Texas. I don't know where you're at right now, but it's hot here in Texas. We're glad that you came on tonight. We're glad that you were able to wrap it up live with Pastor Ev Riggins. I didn't have my cohort, George Nelson, on me tonight. I'm going to give him a phone call, find out what's going on him. Wish all any fathers on the line happy Father's Day. Thank you for calling in tonight and listening to Wrap Up Live, Pastor Ed Riggins. We come on with Stevie Wonder, Jesus, Children of America. We leave every night with higher ground. Stevie Wonder, we're trying to get your higher ground. And on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, we'll wrap it up. We have real people, real life, real answers. We'll be preaching and teach the word of Jesus Christ. Glad to have you on tonight. May God bless you is our prayer. Amen. Thank you.
people.